Welcome to Reflecting God. During college, I was adamant about being on time to class. Once I stayed up late finalizing a project I'd be presenting the next morning, I was rudely awakened when my project partner came to my room to walk to class with me 15 minutes before it began, only to find me still sleeping. I frantically threw myself together and ran across campus making it on time, but feeling more than a little overwhelmed. The church at Sardis might have felt the same alarm at being told that they had been asleep on the job of upholding their reputation. What stands out in these letters to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3 is the intimate way in which the Lord deals with each of the congregations. He doesn't have a one-size-fits-all plan, but takes an interest in the deeds and development of each. Despite the varied instructions, the desire for His people to remain faithful and steadfast in their devotion to Him is a common theme. Let us open our ears to the instructions of our loving Lord. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.